Today is Wednesday, August 4th. With KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. An uptick in coronavirus cases in Nevada is pushing hospitalization rates past levels seen in last summer's surge, well before vaccines were available. Yesterday, Nevada officials reported that more than 1,100 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 and 67 others were suspected to have the illness. Officials say the surge has been driven by the highly contagious Delta variant and Nevada's slowing rate of vaccinations. Federal land managers plan to capture about 50% more horses than they originally anticipated this year due to worsening drought conditions. KUNR's Dana O'Connor reports.
Emergency roundups began this week with the goal of capturing about 6,000 additional animals, primarily in Nevada, Oregon, and Colorado. The Bureau of Land Management says the expanded effort concentrates on places where chronic overpopulation of the herds already has stretched the available food and water to its limits. Horse protection advocates say the roundups are being driven by pressure from ranchers who don't want Mustangs competing with their livestock for limited forage and water. In all, federal officials are aiming to round up about 18,000 horses in 10 western states. Dana O'Connor, KUNR News.
Bus drivers and other transit workers in the Truckee Meadows went on strike yesterday. Teamsters Local 533, the union which represents RTC workers, decided to strike after weeks of failed negotiations between the union and Keolis, the contractor which operates the transit system, on behalf of the Regional Transportation Commission. The collective bargaining agreement between Keolis and the union expired July 1st. Some colleges and universities in our region are requiring students to be vaccinated against COVID-19 before returning to campus. Other schools are banned from creating mandates. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
Students in the University of Colorado and University of New Mexico systems and at many private colleges around the region are required to get the shot. Dorit Rice, a professor at the University of California Hastings School of Law, says these mandates are nothing new.
They go back to at least the early 20th century, when some universities mandated smallpox vaccine.
And Rice says they have a long history of being upheld by the courts. This week, a federal judge greenlit Indiana University's mandate, though that ruling is already being appealed. And Rice says some state universities are facing another roadblock.
Some states have passed laws prohibiting agencies from requiring COVID-19 vaccine.
In our region, Utah lawmakers banned state agencies from mandating COVID-19 vaccination. The governors of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming have done the same by executive order. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
Story County soon may fall under the state's latest mask mandate. According to Nevada Health Response, there are now signs of a substantial risk of transmission of COVID-19 in Story County. If transmission rates remain high for another week, it will become the 18th county in the state with a renewed mask requirement, which includes Washoe and Clark counties. For now, masks are not required in Story County. Governor Steve Sisolak reimposed the mandate on counties with high rates of transmission after the Centers for Disease Control issued new recommendations that all people wear masks indoors despite vaccination status. First, severe drought, now heavy rains. Some parts of the West have been hard hit by record-breaking amounts of precipitation in recent days. Christine Cruz is with the National Weather Service in Salt Lake City.
There has been a lot of reports of flash flooding. We've had a lot of debris flows off of burn scars, and we've had a lot of urban flooding as well.
She says it's caused by a particularly strong North American monsoon season, which normally hits the region in July and August. All this rain is helping ease some drought conditions. Soil moisture has increased, which means ranchers and farmers have to irrigate less. But it won't really help the West's two largest reservoirs. They get most of their water from melting snow in the spring. Lake Powell and Lake Mead supply water to millions of people and are both rapidly shrinking due to the ongoing drought. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera.